In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just know, as long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer and your faith is intact, everything is going to come out all right. God is going to win your case. I'm telling you that today. God is going to win your case. I'm looking at 1 Kings chapter 17. It's Elijah. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." Elijah had been given permission by the Lord that he could stop the rain for several years. He said, "It ain't going to rain no more, no more. It ain't going to rain no more until I say so." And Elijah receives the word from the Lord that he could say this to Ahab, the king of Israel, northern kingdom. The word of the Lord came to him saying, "Go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan, and you shall drink from the Wadi that I have commanded ravens to feed you there." So he went. So God says, go to the river Chabith and Cherith, and I have commanded ravens to feed you and drink from the Wadi. And he did, Elijah did, according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan, and ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the Wadi. You see, when God says something, he does it. When God says something, he does it. Just yesterday or the day before, I had an issue, and I needed to have it solved, and I was starting to worry about it, and the Lord said, "It's all been taken care of," he told me. And guess what? It was all taken care of. The issue that I was worried about was taken care of. When God says something, he does it. He told Elijah to go to the river Cherith, and that Cherith he would drink, and that he would send ravens to feed him by morning and by night. But after a while, the Wadi Cherith dried up because there was no rain in the land. And what happens? Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." Now she is not a Jew. She is a pagan. And in Luke's gospel, we hear that Elijah was sent to the widow of Zarephath and not to the Jews. And they get very, very angry. They get very, very angry. So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. It's her last meal, she's thinking. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, and we may eat it and die." Now, Elijah is going to prophesy now. Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go and do as I have said. Get me the water and a morsel of bread. But first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. In other words, there was going to be this multiplication of meal and multiplication of oil at the word of Elijah. I tell you, Elijah got permission from the Lord to say these things. He just didn't say these things. He had been working through revelation, and she went and did as Elijah said, so that she, as well as her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. After this, the son of the woman of Zarephath, the mistress of the house, became ill. The son becomes ill. And his illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. He died. She then said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son." But he said to her, "Give me your son." Oh, we're going to see he's going to raise the son from the dead. And he took him from her bosom, carried him up into an upper chamber where he was lodging, and laid him on his own bed. He cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, have you brought calamity even upon this widow, whom I am staying with, by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let this child's life come into him again." I tell you, God raises the dead. He knows how to raise the dead, and he knows how to raise the dead that are spiritual by bringing them to the cross that they would repent. I tell you, it was all about the raising of this child from the dead. Elijah had permission to do this. The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child came into him again, and he revived. Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper chamber into the house and gave him back to his mother. Then Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." So the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth and it's true." I tell you, this woman, she wasn't convinced he was a man of God by the multiplication of the meal and of the oil. But now that her son has been raised to life after he died, she says, "I know you're a man of God, and whatever you say comes about because you have God's discernment." Chapter 18. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year of the drought, saying, "Go and present yourself to Ahab." Ahab has married Jezebel, and she has brought the Baals into the castle to worship. Ahab is worshiping false gods. "I will send rain on the earth." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria. Why? Because there was no rain and no dew. So there was a famine. Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Now Obadiah revered the Lord God greatly. When Jezebel was killing off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them, 50 in one cave and 50 in another, and provided them with bread and water. This Obadiah believes in Yahweh. This Obadiah cares for 100 prophets, of course secretly, because he would be killed if Ahab found out. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the wadis, and perhaps you may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive and not lose some of the animals." So they divided the land between them to pass through. Ahab went in one direction by himself, and Obadiah went in another direction by himself. They're looking for grass to feed the animals. Obadiah was on the way. Elijah Elijah met him on the way. Elijah met Obadiah. Obadiah recognized him, fell on his face and said, "Is it you, Lord Elijah?" In other words, he knows he's the prophet. He answered him, "It is I. Go and tell your Lord that Elijah is here." And he said, "How have I sinned that you would hand your servant over to Ahab to kill him?" And why does he say that? Because he says, you know, Elijah, you say that he's here, and the Spirit of the Lord's going to take you to another place, and Ahab will kill me. Oh, no. Elijah says, "I'm going to stay here. Go tell your king, Ahab, that Elijah wants to meet with him. As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my Lord has not sent to seek you." And when they would say, "He is not here," he would require an oath from the kingdom or nation that they had not found you. But now say, "Go tell your Lord that Elijah is here. As soon as I have gone from you, the Spirit of the Lord will carry you I know not where. So when I come and tell Ahab that he cannot find you, he will kill me." But Elijah says, "No, I'm going to stay here. I want to talk to Ahab. Although I am your servant and I have revered the Lord from my youth, has it not been told you, Lord, what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets?" In other words, he reminds him, not only is he a believer of the Lord, but that he saved 100 prophets from Jezebel, who wanted to kill the prophets. She did kill many of them. "How I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets, 50 in one cave and 50 in another, and provided them with bread and water. Yet now you say, 'Go tell your Lord that Elijah is here.' He will surely kill me." In other words, he's afraid that the Spirit of the Lord is going to take him someplace else. Elijah said, "As the Lord your God lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is it you, you troublemaker of Israel?" He calls Elijah a troublemaker. Why? Because of the drought. But it wasn't Elijah who made a drought. It was the sin of Ahab that made the drought. He answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you have." How has Ahab troubled Israel? "By worshiping false gods, the gods of Jezebel, and your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals, the false gods. Now, therefore, have all Israel assembled for me at Mount Carmel with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table." In other words, that Jezebel brought in the false prophets and the false gods. "Bring them all here." Where? To Mount Carmel. So Ahab sent to all the Israelites and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah then came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him." The people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets number 450. Let two bulls be given to us. Let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. What's happened is there's going to be a contest between the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Elijah, of Elijah himself. And they're going to call down fire upon the sacrifice. But you know what happens with the prophets of Baal? They keep on calling and nothing happens because he's not God. Then you can call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of my Lord. And the God who answers by fire is indeed God. All the people answered, "Well spoken." Then Elijah said to prophets of Baal, choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it at first, for you are many. Then call on the name of your God and put no fire to it. So they took the bull that was given them and prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, crying, O Baal, answer us. But there's no answer. He's not God. And then these people, the prophets of Baal, start doing crazy things. They start cutting themselves. They start dancing around. They keep on calling on Baal. And you know what? Elijah tells the experience of Baal, and we'll see that in a minute. But there was no voice. There was no answer. Why? Because Baal is not God. They limped about the altar that they had made, and at noon Elijah mocked them, saying, cry aloud, surely he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he has wandered away, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened. And one of the translations says, maybe he went to the bathroom. And that's, they really made them angry. Then they cried aloud, and as he was their custom, they cut themselves with swords and lances until blood gushed out all over them. As midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation. But there was no voice, no answer, no response. Why? Because then he's not God. He's not God. Then Elijah said to all the people, come closer to me. And all the people came closer to him. First he prepared the altar of the Lord. He takes 12 stones for the 12 children of Israel that the Lord had been thrown down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Then he made a trench around the altar, large enough to contain 2 measures of seed. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to cover the offerings with water, and the water is going to keep on filling the trench, and the God of Israel will not only take the sacrifice by fire, but lick up the water. Elijah had permission from God to do these things. He just didn't do them. Next, he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood. He said, fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offerings and on the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. And he did it a second time. And again he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time so that the water ran around the altar and filled the trench also with water. What is Elijah going to do? He's going to call on the name of the Lord. And what's going to happen? Fire from heaven to sacrifice the animals and destroy the water, lick it up. At the time of the offering of the oblation, the prophet Elijah came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel. Remember, always the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel. Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your bidding. See, he had permission to do these things. He just didn't go about doing these things of covering the sacrifice with water, or the trench filling up with water. He had permission from the Lord to do these things. Jesus worked by revelation. He only did what he saw the Father doing. He only said what he saw the Father hearing, what the Father told him of. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and even licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord indeed is God. The Lord indeed is God. Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. Then they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the Wadi of Kishon and killed them there. Who is the Lord? The God of Elijah is the Lord. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up and eat and drink. There is a sound of a rushing rain." So Ahab went to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. There he bowed himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea." He went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." Then he said, "Go again seven times." And at the seventh time he said, "There's a little cloud, no bigger than a man's hand, and it's rising out of the sea." Then he said, "Go and say to Ahab, harness your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. In a little while the heavens grew black and the clouds and the wind. There was a heavy rain, and Ahab rode off and went to Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran in front of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." See, I do want to say this. When the prophet says these things, it's not only the prophet. Of course, it's God doing these things. It's God doing these things. But the prophet, it's happening through the prophet, and the prophet gets tired. We're going to see that in a little while. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, killed the prophets of Baal, called down fire from heaven, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of them by this time tomorrow." Then Elijah was afraid. He got up and fled for his life. Now you think he'd be able to face a crazy woman, but he's so spiritually drained that he runs away and he's afraid of this woman. He left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. He's very depressed. He is spiritually depleted. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." In other words, kill me, Lord. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. He's depressed. Suddenly the angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. He's depressed. The angel of the Lord came a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of the food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the holy mountain of God. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there. So what happens? What happens? Elijah is spiritually exhausted. He is not called to do another great miracle. He is called to eat the cake and the water. What was the answer to Elijah? An angel food cake. It was an angel food cake that was the answer for Elijah. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" he answered. "I have been very zealous of the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." And so, you can just see, I love Elijah. Why? Because he is so human. He is so human. He is so human. He gets tired. He gets depressed. But he obeys the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people because we need to pay the bills for July. We only got $3,000 in. It cost us about $26,000. Please help us. Go to inseason.net and go to PayPal and leave a donation. I am so grateful. Or write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.